Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Warriors have it. Left to right they go. Draymond Green back on the floor with Butler, Pajemski, and Kuminga. The starting five out there now to close. Butler sends Pajemski away. Throws to Draymond. Draymond, pass to Pajemski. Back to Draymond. Over to Butler. Ball going side to side. Curry can't get free, so Butler goes to work to Draymond. Has to take a corner three, and it's good! Draymond Green, a clutch triple right there.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. He was on the call last night, 95.7 The Game, and he'll be on the call tomorrow as the Warriors have their home opener at Chase Center against the Denver Nuggets.
You going?
Probably not.
I'm going.
I'm
going
to wait until things settle down.
My brother has an extra ticket, so I'm his dad.
Nice.
Oh, pause. He's taking me.
Okay.
So what?
Oh, my God. Go ahead, baby.
Warriors, good start to the season, no doubt about it. And you guys didn't get back to me when on my text thread that it's white.
I felt bad for you, man. I wanted to send you my login credential, and I said, the Steiny I know will say, Goody, you got it. Because I'm tired of offering stuff, and you don't do it.
This is whiteboard season.
I was busy.
Oh.
But what did you mean by whiteboard season?
It means this, like, we're going to whiteboard. See,
Evan, I wanted to know, but listened, I said I'm not asking.
If you've listened to Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy, it's clear they're on a 1 or 2 year timetable, but it can change at any moment. So we're whiteboarding the whole season. It started as a blank slate. It's a clean slate. That's what I'm saying. Like Jonathan Kuminga, it doesn't matter what he's done for 4 years. He helped the Warriors win last night. So that was good. Steph Curry, he was whatever.
Well, hit the but shot ended, to end the game.
Yeah, he hit the shot. They were up 7.
Still, you know. I love that, Steiny.
Clean slate.
My question would be how we're supposed to get all of that from two words.
Whiteboard.
Because you know when you whiteboard something, you know what that means.
Yeah, but you didn't. You responded to a text from something completely different. Like, the context of the message, we didn't know what you were saying.
So
I didn't know if you were crashing out.
No, I love that. I think it's a great theme. But we didn't know what you meant.
It didn't fit, Steiny, like when you typed it.
Don't
read what I text.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah. Let me read this from the 415.
Right.
Steiny, did you notice that GP2 replaced Pods in the fourth quarter after Reeves went by him 2 times?
I didn't notice that. Mm. I did notice he came back with Kuminga and came back with Butler and Draymond, but Kuminga stayed,
yeah.
I think. Let's take some calls. Let's go to AJ in LA. What's up, AJ? How you doing, man?
What's happening? How you doing, man?
Talk to
doing
us.
Well.
1-0.
Yeah, 1-0.
I have a couple things, man. I think that people can do whatever they want to, but the player comparison does a disservice to the player, the fan, the organization. The Jonathan Kuminga, Sean Mayer, Aaron Gordon, whatever you want to do, is trash. I'm just saying it right now. It doesn't give the player an opportunity to write their own book, you know, especially when we're looking at a guy that has totally a different position type, a body type than both players. A player that we all know that doesn't even want to be like them, don't even see himself like them. It's a disservice. So I think those calls are trash, probably need to end at some point. But people can do whatever they want to do. In terms of Jonathan Kuminga's game in itself, you know, Steiny was asking for the JK fans. So I'll say this. I think he gave a professional experience last night. It was a professional game, knowing that, you know, he's probably 75% out the door, and he needs to play a game that'll get him out of the door, because he obviously wants to go. He wants to leave. He know what needs to happen. He needs to play a game that's going to allow his stock to grow high enough for him to walk, and he can play his full-on game the way he want to play basketball. Okay? So, I think he played that way last night. He was solid, you know? And in terms of the rebounding, I didn't see anything different. You know, the only thing different from that game, I think he was pushing the floor a little bit. He was kind of making plays in transition a little bit different than what we've seen before. But in terms of the numbers, because everybody in this, all of the stat geeks likes to look at the numbers. But if you look at the numbers, you'll see that per 36, he's rebounding like 7 anyway.
I'm going to say this to you. When he was in transition and Curry was right there at the three-point line, this to me meant so much, and you could say I'm doing too much and it's not fair, but last year in Portland where he missed Steph and Steph looked at the bench, it was like we were all watching Kuminga take a test, and the answer was right there just flashing. Man, you could take that ball to the rack, but that wouldn't be the good play. Get it over to Steph, and when I saw him look and give that ball up, Steiny, I said, that's all we're talking about, man. Not be yourself, but make that play and get it to the chef. And he did it, and the chef made it, and that's when I'm like, that's what I'm talking about.
But, Goo, can we really say that was the right play? It was the right play for the Warriors, but in terms basketball, he was pushing in transition.
Wow.
He had multiple options. Yeah. That option is the Warrior option.
Right, no doubt
Whenever
about
he gets
it.
To
no
his
doubt.
New team, when he gets to his new team, you know, at the halfway mark or at the beginning of next season, he's going to push that ball down someone's throat.
That's interesting.
Appreciate it, AJ.
Yeah. But it's not the name on the back, it's the name on the front. And the play for the Warriors right there, Steiny, was get it over to the chef, and the chef drained it.
There's some stuff that I've noticed. One is he's giving the ball up earlier. Like, he used to get the ball.
Had a good back cut, too.
Kuminga would catch the ball, triple threat, hold, look, make a pass. And I guess he must have felt like the ball wouldn't get back to him. But what I've seen in the preseason and last night is he's just making the very simple pass to the open guy, and that is what I saw with the Curry pass. Steph was open, he hit him, and it's an automatic, you know, 26 footer that's wide open. Like,
and Steph hit him with a pick and pop, just bam, play off of him, and he went up, and like, that's it.
The other thing is he did play differently last night because he rebounded, and
9 of them.
He's the kind of guy who, if he makes a conscientious effort on the boards, I got to believe he can get you 6 or 7 just by accident every night. But here's the one thing that I think we got to be patient about with Kuminga. And it's, you know, like the last call he's talking about, when he gets to his next team, he's just going to be – he won't have to throw that pass to Steph Curry.
That's his bucket, yeah.
I disagree. That's the pass you throw – when you are a star and when you are a playmaker. Like, Jonathan Kuminga has got to figure out how to play with Curry and Butler as a third option before he can ever consider being a second option or a first option. Like, that's kind of the way I look at it. I feel like if he can figure out how to be the third option with Stephen Butler, then eventually over time he becomes the second best player on a team. And could he eventually become the best player on a team? I don't know, but you can't skip the step of just making him the best player on a team right away. He's got to figure out the best way to play with two of the all-time greats, and Draymond included. And it's his fifth year, and maybe he's figuring some stuff out.
Yeah, and I hope it lasts. So I hope he doesn't figure it out or starts to figure it out. And I know today is not today, just after opening night and a big win on the road. But the bottom line is, I'm just keeping it real. Hopefully, Steiny, you know, he's here, and I want him here past the trading deadline.
Let's go to Chucky in Oakland.
Chuck.
What's going on, Chucky? How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. Thanks. Had to get back with you guys today, man. Hey, if you allow me, can I ask you a football question before I talk about the Warriors?
Yeah.
Okay, my question is, when you watch the telecast and they say, oh, okay, they're going to go to New York. When they say they're going to New York, is it people in New York that's watching the game, or is it people in New York that's, you know, they turn to the game that the referee's in the question to answer to, and then those heads view it, and whatever they say go. How does that work?
I think there's a refereeing crew there watching each game.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the answer.
Sure.
Okay, now for the Warriors, man. Yesterday, like I said, man, I want Kaminga to be the first man off the bench for him to start. And then a little bit after doing you guys' show, you guys came with breaking news and said Kaminga's in the starting lineup.
Yeah.
I said, whoa! I couldn't believe it. And so when I heard that they're doing the game, man, see, first of all, like, I listened to the roast this morning, man, and, man, I was getting just pissed off how Sasky made a 180-degree turn on Kaminga. You know, after all the talk about his minimum cutie and everything, all the praise he was giving to Kaminga. But what I noticed about Kaminga last night, man, is that he rebounding, he's passing the ball. You know, and like you said, Stein, you spoke on the fluidity of his game out there, how he was quick to get rid of the ball. And Guru, for me, you spoke on how he passed and gave the ball up to Curry. For me, that showed me that his game was different is that when he got the ball and he drove hard to the paint, and he was in the paint, and normally he would force something out, but he kicked it out the pod,
yeah,
and Paul hit that three, and I said, Kaminga! And I said, wow. And so I just want to ask you guys this, and he rebounding, and so it's the difference between rebounding the shot that you missed, but rebounding a teammate shot. That's huge, man, how he fouled his teammate shot. And my question is to you, you guys think, are you speaking on would he have started if
Moody
was healthy? Moody. So what I want to ask you guys is, what did Kaminga not do that Moody would have done that would have had him start in place of Kaminga?
That's a good question, Chucky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's going to be a decision for Steve Kerr when Moody comes back. Is Moody a better fit in the starting lineup than Kaminga? Did Kaminga have one good game and show Steve Kerr that he's capable of doing the things that he wants Kaminga to do? And maybe he rewards him with a spot in the starting lineup. I don't know how Kerr feels about the fit and whether he'll go back to Moody. And I get, but here's the thing, Goo. Like, I get it. It's who finishes. It's not who starts. But this is what does affect Kaminga is he may go from starter to coming off the bench.
No doubt.
Like in the first two or three games, and like that's
Moody's been through.
It's
that.
Not easy.
Yeah, Kaminga's been through that.
Exactly.
But I got to tell you, and I wanted to jump in with Chucky, Stani, but you played that sound that floored me that I forgot about, where in the summer, Kerr says he wants to work on that. He wants to work on playing Jimmy, Dre, and Kaminga. So maybe this has nothing to do with Moody, but just as a Dub diehard lifelong fan, I'm setting it up to where, what if he's giving Kuminga 5 games to start? He'll drive him, like, you know, he's got 82 to play with, but I feel like this is some type of reward for what you talked about and cited and I thought was nothing. And some people were making some, you know, pointing it out that he was trying to make an effort of playing different, and maybe this is a reward.
This is Steve Kerr on Kuminga's maturity.
I think he's really, really matured. You know, he's had a great camp. We've had some really good conversations. I think he has a better understanding of, you know, what we need. He saw in the first half, he took a couple of tough mid-range fadeaways that we don't want. He immediately held up his hand. He realized, you know, that was not the shot. He had, you know, a couple turnovers where he drove into traffic. And second half starts, and, you know, the whole talk at halftime was, let's use Steph Curry. Let's use his movement and put pressure on the defense, because we didn't do that in the first half. And Jonathan, the first few plays of the third quarter, it was beautiful. He screened for Steph, slipped to the rim. Draymond got him a bucket. We ran our split cut stuff. They both went with Steph. He hit the wide open three. I think he just has a better sense of what's needed now compared to past years. And
there you go. There's Steve Kerr. And it's year 5 for Jonathan Kuminga.
No doubt.
Like, I do think that this, to me, is kind of when a lot of players take a jump in their the start of their second contract. Especially
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The guys who don't get a huge opportunity when they first come into the league, like Kuminga didn't.
Yeah, and I know water's wet, and this is – thank you for sharing the obvious, Goo, but Stani, I'm watching not just Houston and OKC, but just even last year – the Warriors play a different brand of basketball, man, and they got 3 OGs that have done it, that still got something left in the tank. And now, if you're telling me we're going to get this demonstrative Jimmy Butler, which we got all last regular season, if he's going to be that guy that can just manipulate the refs and get to the free throw line 16 damn times, I mean, that's a weapon in itself. And, you know, I didn't have Kuminga hoisting up 6 3-pointers. He did it last night, made 4 of them, and I bring that up only because you were concerned, and I was, about the lack of 3-point shooting, but we can watch that grow. But, Stani, this team is a good, smart basketball team, and if they can hold up, I mean, I'm not putting nothing – I know I said Western Conference Final, so I'm going to leave that there, but I'm just feeling good about it.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the 4 for 6 is –
every time he shot, I was like, oh, Jay.
Yeah, I didn't mind him at all. Okay. I thought they were all in the flow. Mm-hmm. And the reason I mostly didn't mind him,
because he was doing other stuff,
is because, like I said, if he didn't make threes last night, if he were just 2 for 6 from 3-point range, he still would have had a positive effect on that game. In other words, it's not – last night was not all based on how many points he scored and how he shot it. But when you go 4 for 6 – and then you get 9 rebounds and 6 assists and you end up with that kind of line, then you, it's not just a good game. You played a hell of a game because you made shots on a night when you did the other things that the coach has been trying to get you to do for 4 years.
Yeah.
Marv's in Livermore. Hey, Marv, how you doing?
Hey, fellas, long time no talk to.
What's up, Marv?
Enjoy the show.
Thanks, Marv.
Hey, hey. But Steiny, you got it wrong to me, because what you're saying, it was all dependent on a change from J.K. to get his playing time and not putting it on the coach, Steve Kerr. Because that what you guys just played about Steve Kerr, what he said, you know what he mentioned? He mentioned 4 or 5 negative things about J.K. before he got to a positive. A coach is supposed to uplift you to do your best. Steve Kerr has not done that, and somehow you want a 19, 20-year-old, 21-year-old just come in, you're getting paid, and the coach doesn't want you there, but you're just supposed to play through it and say, play the right way. Like, no, this is partly Steve Kerr, and not partly, at least 50 to 60%, because don't forget, when Steve Kerr had the best team in the world, Jason Tatum and others who are superstars did not like the way he was coaching them. So you're talking like Steve Kerr is perfect. He is a winner, great coach, but he is not perfect, and he has not treated J.K. the right way to get the best out of his ability.
Appreciate the call, Marv.
Yeah. And I'm not mad at Marv, but, man, Stoney, I got to believe, you know, J.K. earned that, and that's what that was about. But that sound floored me, man.
Which sound?
The one where he said he was going to make a conscious effort to play those three together. And I'm on here right now trying to bring the game up last night on a play that I saw that I was sitting here like, man, but I can't find it. But anyway, yeah, I think, like, Steve Kerr's all in, man, and it's go time. You need to find out if this thing is going to fly, and we're going to see it, but we're going to see right now.
Yeah, I mean, the question I have is, are we gonna, if this is who Kuminga is gonna be, and we gotta wait to see? I mean, are we gonna spend the year relitigating whether Kuminga or Kerr's at fault for
why he's doing it this year? Yeah, I don't think you go anywhere. But Stoney, I was asking Evan when I came in. I was trying to find it a combo I liked last night. And again, it's only game one, but let me give it to you. It had Steph, Richard, J.K., GP2, and Horford. I don't know why I like that one. You had an on-ball defender, 2 on-ball defenders, if I'm including J.K., GP2, and Richard Steiny. I'm just a fan, and I know that he could go away and we don't see him. But the fact that Steve Kerr, and you've said it, doesn't like rookies, this guy's out there, and it's a one game. But we kind of saw that also in the preseason. But I thought Horford was better with that group than at the end, where I was like, man, he felt like me at the gym when the young cats, his game on the line, and I'm throwing the ball away because it's just going too fast. So,
yeah, and I mean, like, I don't understand why does Kerr like Will Richard? Because he's smart. Because he's smart. He knows how to play. He knows instinctually, like, what to do as a, you know, playing 4 years where he played. So, like, I don't think Kerr hates rookies. I think he likes rookies that know how to play, and that's why he seems to reward some of the younger guys, but maybe not some of the other younger guys. All right, it's official. The Giants have a new manager, Tony Vitello. He's coming from the University of Tennessee, and the Giants have hired the first major league manager in baseball history without any professional playing or coaching experience. Tony Vitello is going to be the new head coach, new manager of the San Francisco Giants, and Buster Posey,
I like you,
taking
man.
A shot here, and it's a risky move. It just is.
Yeah, but it needed to be done, and Buster obviously wants some passion, and I'm thinking about Ramos and all the times that I felt like from afar, Steiny, you know, Melvin's way or method, old school, or, you know, pat on the back and say everything's fine, you know, but I'm not going to take you out the lineup. You know, I didn't feel like that worked. I would have handled it different. You didn't ask, and I'm just hoping Vitello is one of those guys that you know, is young, vibrant, and can connect with these players more so than a guy like Melvin. So you are right. It's risky, no experience, but, man, I think he's coming to a damn good team. Normally when you get fired, well, it happens everywhere. I'm thinking of Melvin with the Padres. Some shield comes in and gets that team. But, man, I'm excited just to see new young blood. And, again, this will be his first experience with the major leagues. I'm shocked.
How many – do you know, is he a – does he flip the spread? Do we know if he flips spreads?
No, but I'm going to say
I know that was a prerequisite.
But I feel like he has the energy to do that.
Let me tell you something.
You know what I mean?
He ain't flipping no spread at the big league level.
Well, he can't come in to be timid. He's got to do what he did.
No, he can't come in acting like a know-it-all either.
I'll be interested. I love pressers. But whatever they introduce him, man, just see what
it is. Love pressers.
Yeah, just to judge people on their mic game and, you know, the present. But don't forget the one with Coase that's live forever here in the Bay. We're going to run it some. Tom Sula, we're going to throw it some. Remember that? Oh. For Evan, we're going to run it some. Tom Sula, we're going to throw it some. With Coase, like, come on. First impressions mean a lot. That's all I'm saying.
D. Lou on the YouTube chat saying,
D. Lou,
you know, Jim, talking about Jim Harbaugh. Yeah, like the reason Vitello is such an outlier is he didn't play or coach. Like I brought up Jim Harbaugh going from a college coach to a pro coach, but of course he played in the NFL, so he was at least familiar with the league when he was a quarterback.
No doubt.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors win the season opener against the LA Lakers. How'd you like to be a Laker fan watching that last night?
Or a LeBron fan.
Exactly.
And we got to get on NBC for that whack-ass halftime show. What was that? 20 seconds per person.
20 seconds too long.
Hey.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Let me start over. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.